finding pregnancy support you can trust is worth celebrating. Getting it on sale is worth belting Beyonce in your car. That's right. Ritual's Black Friday sale is on. Support your body's new nutrient needs with their clinically backed prenatal multivitamin. Or give back to your gut with Natal Biotic, a probiotic supplement for trying, pregnancy, and postpartum to support digestive, vaginal, and baby's immune health. At Ritual, quality is top priority. All of their supplements are clean, third-party tested for heavy metals, and 100% made traceable. Because you deserve high-quality support at every stage of your pregnancy journey. Cut prices without cutting corners and get their best savings on their best supplements with 40% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/pregnancy support. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again?
With Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Does that blow your mind?
That just happened.
What's up, friends? Welcome in. It's ITL on Sports Grid with Bogman and the Welsh, a three-hour edition. We've got stuff. We've got things. We have got football, gambling, all in hour one. We are going to be playing an interview with our friend Kyle Yates from Fantasy Pros. That was on the In This League Fantasy Football podcast in hour two. And we've got Casey Bubba in hour three. Bogman, it is an absolutely jam-packed show. Should we talk 12 minutes about the game of Madden that we played last night on twitch.tv/inthisleague in that last 2 minutes?
I mean, if you want to do 2 hours by yourself, then we can talk about that game.
I mean, we played.
I'll talk about it for 3 minutes to get out of the rest of it. So
we played maybe.
I'll be as silent as I was in the fourth quarter of that game.
We played one of the most insane. It probably would have been the best NFL game of the year, at least top three. And then we played
this year would have made sense.
It would have made sense. A ridiculous game that we played and some ridiculous football in store. Also, Bogman did something he's never done before, a one-time-only experience that you missed at this point. That's why you got to be a part of our In This League, because Bogman live-streamed the Pittsburgh Steelers game. Literally never happens in this world. Bogman, totally, how was that experience?
It was awesome. It was pretty cool. I mean, you saw it, so yeah. That was great.
Yeah, kind of surprised that you did. I was surprised that you it was a little un-Bogman-like to open up the gates to that level. Like, the Steelers are your one sanctum, whatever, like the Doctor Strange.
As you know, I didn't pay attention to the stream at all. I just, people want to see it, and I said, fine.
Screaming.
You can see it. You want to see me ranting and raving. And I'm better, like, it probably would have been better for people 10 years ago. You know, I'm not as emotionally connected as I am now, right? Yeah. But
we'd have to just go full, like, we'd have to be like, what are those guys, like the Skank Fest guys, that podcast? We just have to be full canceled, you know, where it's just
Legion of Skanks.
Yeah, it'd be like that. It's just like, all right, well, we're gonna depend on the people that really love us to keep us through all of this, because we can't go anywhere. Bogman would say some pretty intense things, but we should have. I wish we had like one of those decibel meters on the stream just to hear Bogman screaming. That was one of the fun things. We are going to be talking, though, not about the Steelers, not about the Vikings. We're going to be talking about week 14, your final run in the playoffs. We're going to be going through the coin, how we did last week, and all of our picks, all here in hour one. So, friends, strap in. We got it for you right here on In This League.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hey,
In This League.
Look at us.
Look at us.
Huh?
Who would have thought?
Not me.
Not me.
Not me.
Who would have thought?
Not me.
Not me.
Look at us.
Look at us.
Who would have thought?
Me.
Not me.
InThisLeague.com. That is where you could have been watching Bogman in all his glory of the Steelers. Unbelievable. InThisLeague.com. Come and check us out today for those live streams. For all of the rank stuff we do. My prop sheet, if you're looking for props. IDP ranks from Bogman plus baseball, football. We've got group me rooms. We have all the stuff and things. More so than anything else, next week, deck our balls. The next time you hear us, unless there's an early drop on the podcast version of this show, this is the last time we can tell you that our Christmas special is coming up next week.
That's right, man.
It's unbelievable that it is, because Bogman and I still have some work
right
to
on
do,
top of it. Yeah.
Yep, we got some work to do, but it'll be fine. Deck our balls Christmas special on InThisLeague.com, part of our Patreon, 7 p.m. Eastern, I believe, on Friday the 17th. So sign up just to check that out. End the year strong. End it with your boys. Check us out, InThisLeague.com. $5 or $10, not going to destroy the bank. I mean, unless like you have all the streaming services or something like that, but, you know, got one. Do you need the Peacock? Probably not. Probably not. You can come and hang out with ITL. Do it today, friendos. We appreciate when you do it. I like actually Ben said join the army or get bent. That's right.
Yeah, that's our motto. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Join the army or screw yourself. That's essentially how we do it. That's how we roll. We are gonna get right into our week 14 bets, but taking a look at week 13. So everybody knows now, we've given everybody a couple weeks here. We have our picks. And we altered something a couple weeks ago, which we should have done at the beginning of the year. We would have two new alterations. We have our best bets from the week, the bets we are actually going to put on a card. So, you know, because it's one thing to just like pick all the games and then, you know, be upset that we were 7-6 or something when we really wouldn't do it. So we do pick all the games, but then we are going to give you our actual locked in bets. And my favorite thing we've ever done, we added in the coin. Where we literally flip a coin for the favorite or the dog or the over or the under. And the first 2 weeks of the coin were pretty unbelievable. The coin cooled off a little bit this week. We'll just jump right into it. The coin, though, is I have to say this. This is going to be a rough one. The coin, 3 straight weeks of over 500 against the spread. I mean,
just infuriating.
Bogs. Nothing makes Bogman more upset than that. 7-6 this week.
So much research, you watch football all season, and then to be outdone by the coin flip is infuriating.
Then on the over under, it wasn't a good week. It was 5-8. So the coin really struggled on the over under, but the coin on the season, I think I've got the season total. The coin is over 60% against the spread and just under 50% on over under. So the coin also
still better
has
than
that
me.
Same. Yeah. Okay. Well,
I mean, on over on, I've been the worst on over unders this year. It's
but you know what? It was the last year too. You've been a spread guy. You're not an over unders guy for whatever reason. But you were really good against the spread last year. I think you were actually, I say that when I think you were over 500 on both last year.
I think last year I was better on the spread than over unders. It might have been 2 years ago. I can't remember. My best year ever was picking over unders.
Oh, really? Well,
for sure.
It wasn't week 13. You were 3-10. So that was a rough one.
Just fade me.
Yeah. But you were over 500 against the spread. You were 7-6. And dude, I think you hit almost every single morning game. I'm looking at like the row we went. You had seven straight. That were all wins, and then I think you missed the entire afternoon slate. So the morning.
You remember doing this last week? This is when I got mad because you're like, just god awful against the morning games. Just couldn't get anything right in the morning.
You're
just
the opposite.
Like a normal schedule for you. Afternoon was pretty good though. You were pretty solid, like you normally are. So
perfect on the morning. You destroyed the morning. I'm giving you the love. You destroyed the morning.
The only time I'm ever good in the morning, right there, is that week. So
that's actually a very true statement. For me, I was a poopy 5-8 against the spread. I missed, I think, the entire afternoon slate of games.
You don't have to describe it in those terms.
But I'm just letting people
morning
know.
And afternoon.
Who cares? But I was the greatest of the week. It goes to me 9-4 on over unders. 9-4 on over unders. Now, we were both, though, Our best bets were okay. I was 2-2, so I hit the Tampa Bay Atlanta under. I hit Arizona 7.5. Man, I felt so good about that Philly Jets under, and that immediately went away. And Baltimore 4.5. So I lost Philly Jets under, Baltimore 4.5. I won Arizona and Tampa under. You were 2-3 on your best bets. You hit Miami and Arizona. You lost Vegas. You lost the San Francisco Seattle under, and you also had Baltimore. So 2-3. Yeah. So that was, I think, the first time we'd hit a mutual love that we didn't get.
Pleasure losing that Baltimore game. Absolute pleasure. I loved it.
One that you were going to deal with and you were going to be okay with, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. For sure.
We didn't look, and I'm not sure if it's
she
on
was
here.
A hoe. For sure.
Here's the combined pick. So we have our. It's tough because I can't see what we did here's what we did. We added the coin to our combined picks on the season, and the combined picks, I think, are at 57% if I'm looking at this correctly. But the you and I combined picks, a little eh. So take that for what it is for the rest of the show. So you and I will be going through all of our picks. We will be giving our best bets, and yes, we will be flipping the coin that absolutely infuriates Bogman. It makes him mad. But, you know, hey, maybe we'll have a couple down weeks. Unfortunately, it has not had a down week against the spread. Bog, do you want to just jump right into this?
Sure, I'm good to go. Let's roll.
Week 14, first game up, the Baltimore Ravens at Cleveland. Mind you, guys, these are Thursday numbers that we're giving you, so things could alter a little bit. Baltimore-Cleveland -2. 43 is the over-under. The current money is siding on Cleveland, really heavy, and a decent heavy on the over. Baltimore is 5-7 against the spread, also 5-7 on over-unders, but Cleveland, 5-7 against the spread, and 6-6 on over-unders. So there's really no edge on the spread or the over-under on this game, but it's a low total. What do you think about Baltimore-Cleveland? I mean, outside of a meteor just crashing into the stadium for you, what do you think?
I mean, that's a number one, but I mean, honestly, like not in this game in particular, but I make my picks earlier in the week here, and this is the most the lines have changed in a day that I've seen.
Oh, really? What do we got?
This week. So this game, I don't know that it changed that much. Actually,
you're saying all of the lines. I thought you were sharing, saying like
every single one of the lines. Gotcha. This was 2.5. Now it's 2. I think it was 43.5. Now it's 43. But I'm going to take Cleveland in the under here. They're coming off the bye week. Nick Chubb is back. Kareem Hunt should be back close to 100% now, or, you know, whatever 100% at this point December means in the NFL, right? But Baltimore last week, I think, just really showed how injured they are, you know, losing to not the best Steelers team that I've ever seen. Obviously, it's a rivalry game. Anything can happen, all that stuff. But losing Marlon Humphrey is huge for them. I mean, that was the whole reason why they went for 2 at the end of the game, was because they said they were running out of corners and they didn't want to go into overtime, even with the best kicker in the history of the NFL. They didn't want to go into overtime. So just because those corners are toast right now, and Anthony Averett's given up the second most passing yards. Baker Mayfield's sitting at well less than 100%, maybe less than 60%, down closer to 50%. He just looks terrible, but they are coming off a bye. So I think Jarvis Landry has a good game. I'm going to take the Browns just to beat the Ravens, because the Ravens have too many injured players. They lost the offensive lineman last week. He's questionable for this game. It's been bad for them. They've been injury riddled, and it's finally catching up to them. Surprising that it took this long. They had a great effort this year so far, but I think Cleveland has got this game, and I don't know how either one of these teams score, really. So give me the under as well.
Here's a couple things to chew on real quick, and we got to go to break. In Ohio, at this stadium at home, 2-4 is the record for the Browns, or I'm sorry, for the over under. And the average points is 35 points that are scored. But here's another crazy one, Boggs. Baltimore 2-0 as dogs this year, while Baltimore is 5-2 as favorites. So chew on that. We'll kick more when we come back right here on ITL.
Yeah.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
In This League is on all of the podcast places, stuff and things. But I mean, I actually was able to successfully get, I didn't realize, with all the chaos, I must have unsubscribed to it, our own fantasy baseball podcast. It's up and good on Google. I found it right away.
Wow.
Maybe that won't actually work long term. We've always said, hey.
Well, I submitted it 6 months ago to go back on Google, so...
I guess we've always said that, you know, you can find us anywhere except maybe Google Podcasts. But guess what? Right now, it's good and go for any of them. The ITL Fantasy Football Podcast, the Baseball Prospect One College, which has got some new artwork out there, IDP and more. Plus this show, just search ITL or In This League, and you guys can get all subscribed to all the podcasts so you don't miss any of the action. That's the important thing. So as we left here, I didn't give my pick. I was giving out the two stats that the games in Cleveland have been averaging around 35 points, which would be, I believe, 8 points less than the under. I went away from the sheet. What is the under? Yeah, 43. But Baltimore is currently a 2-0 dog favorite when their dogs are 2-0. Cleveland, though, is 5-2 as favorites. I'm a little torn on this game. I think I like the under more than anything else. I'm going to go with Cleveland. I'm going to take the home advantage. Just because Lamar has just looked so bad and so inconsistent. This is a good defense. I don't know how they're going to get that run game going. They've been super inconsistent in the past. Bateman has not got involved. Mark Andrews,
Lamar's
going to
get tired of getting hit, and he's going to start throwing picks again. After, you know, he threw four picks, and then he said, I'm not going to throw picks after throwing the early one.
Miles Garrett's going to be Pittsburgh. In his ass all day.
Right. So, that's what I'm saying is we just saw T.J. Watt get 3.5 sacks against this line. Miles Garrett's going to go ham coming off a bye week, by the way. That was TJ Watt on 75%. He'd been on the COVID list. They were talking about him training in his woods behind his house. You know, it was like a madman. He said, I'm sure I look like a psycho to my neighbors. So Miles Garrett's going to go crazy in this one.
And he is crazy. He's wild. So I'm going to go with Cleveland. I don't know if I feel ecstatic about it, but I kind of like it's funny. We're fading because we're fading the public in over the 70 percentile range is on the over
actually
of money
good last
currently.
Week.
The what's that?
Public was actually good last week.
Public
too.
Was very good.
We're
going to
talk about
for,
that, or we talked about that in Bet This League.
Yeah, exactly. Plug for the Bet This League episode, which is on the In This League Fantasy Football podcast feed on Fridays. We always talk about where the public money is, 85 to 90% or more, and how it did. And it had had three straight weeks of being really bad, and it fared well this past week. So,
any thought that you have that maybe the lines are trickier this week because college football betting people have no college football to bet on, so they're going to come over to the NFL, and so these lines are a little weirder because they look weird and they moved more than I've seen.
Yeah, the movement's really strange as well. I'm not that seems tricky. I'm not sure how much I'm in love. Sometimes I've kind of shied away from it just a tiny bit, but I had been attempting to like hit the lines really, really early, but I'm not sure there's anything I loved coming into this.
And it's
week,
also
so
a little more dicey to do that this time of the year because of the flu going around and COVID and all that.
Exactly,
stuff.
Exactly. Well, and there's a lot of questionable. I mean, even this Vikings team
late in the year. Yeah.
Yeah. On the Thursday game with the Dalvin Cook stuff that, you know, had some effect on it. So I'm going to tell you, I'm going to go Cleveland and the under, and I was just about to not do it, but we do have to bring the coin in here. Because Coin is going to have to make their decision. Let's bring in Coin.
Very complicated process for
how does a coin.
Coin
sound? Make a coin. What is a coin?
Yo,
do?
I'm a coin. You're going to
flip
me.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. It's JFK.
It's
right.
A 50-cent piece, so.
All right, the 50-cent piece that we use. Good pull, Bugs. I was like, I wanted you to make some weird sound, but you pulled JFK.
Just go ahead and flip me.
All right, heads for Cleveland and tails for Baltimore. Is that right? No, who's the favorite?
Baltimore's favorite, yes.
Yeah, okay, so. Sorry. Heads for Baltimore. I went away
from
the sheet.
I'm for Baltimore. I'm for Cleveland.
Heads for Baltimore, tails for Cleveland. The flip?
It's the opposite, but...
Cleveland.
But Cleveland's favorite, so shouldn't that be Baltimore?
Oh, yeah, that's Baltimore. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I am picking Baltimore. My eagle. Like he's spread eagle for Baltimore.
Heads over, tails under?
That's right. Every time.
Over.
Yeah, we're gonna go over. We're gonna go complete opposite of Bogman and Welsh.
Absolute
we're go Baltimore
opposite.
Baltimore in the over.
Thank you, Coin. Thank you very much. All right. Next game up, we've got Dallas at Washington.
I hate Dallas.
Yeah. Oh, you don't like the Cowboys? Yeah, you do. Not a fan.
Not a fan of Dallas. The people that are crazy.
You hear my impression went like Australian there when I tried to do it. Dallas at Washington. So it's not in Dallas, luckily, Mr. President. Dallas is a 4-point favorite. 48 is your over-under line. It's pretty even split on the pick. The over seems to be the dominant decision right now. Taking a look here, the over in Washington has been 2-4 on the year. 45, just under 46 points has been what scored there. The Dallas Cowboys 9-3 against the spread, though 6-6 on over unders. Washington 5-7 both against the spread and on over unders. I've seen a lot of people tailing Washington on this one, Boggs, in Washington. But what say you?
Yeah, I'm going to take Dallas. I'm going to fade the public here a little bit. And I guess I am with the public as far as betting goes. But a lot of the prognosticators say Washington's look great, by the way. I would not bet this game at all. So just
let's put that out. We have not put anything on our card yet. I agree.
I am not betting this game at all. It's a division rivalry game. It could go either way. Washington, like you said, has been playing really, really well ever since their bye week. I think they've won 4 straight. I just think Dallas needs to win this game to kind of established dominance in the East. You got to win this game to say, all right, look, it was cute. You won 4 in a row. You were coming back, but we went into your house and we stomped you. And they're still bad on the back end. They've just played some teams that haven't been passing well recently, in particular Tampa Bay, which has been surprising. But I talked about that on Bet This League this week. So Dallas and the under for me here. I just think that Washington's going to have a tough time scoring. I think with DeMarcus Lawrence back and Micah Parsons roaming over the middle, it's going to be harder to hit whoever the tight end is here. Ricky Seals-Jones, I know, was back at practice. John Bates got a lot of targets. I do like Terry McLaurin in this game, but he's going to have to do pretty much everything, in my opinion. So give me Dallas, give me the under.
Yeah, it's a tough one. I mean, Washington has won the last two matches. I mean, they essentially won 2020, and they were a dog both times in it. But you also have not seen, you haven't seen these matchups be within a field goal. Well, y'all don't say that.
You sounded like you said that for a second. Like,
y'all don't
whatever.
Say that.
Y'all don't say that.
But like,
shut up.
My problem with this is also I'm tempted to take Washington. I'm very tempted to take them, but I don't think this is within a field goal game. The last 5 matchups, this game has never been within a field goal. They have not been that close. Regardless of the 2020 match, I just think Dallas is a better team. I mean, I suppose Washington's going to be a little bit more healthy. You've got the Zeke and Pollard stuff, which could play in, but I just think Dallas is just a better team. And these matchups don't play super close. At least they have not in recent years, over the last 3 years. So I'm going to go Dallas, and I'm also going to go with the under. Not a ton of points are scored there. Bogman, I think I might fade the public and put this under on 45 points scored in Washington. Both offenses have stuttered and puttered a little bit, don't you think?
I don't like any part of this game. So,
I'm going to put a pin in this. I'm going to bold this for a second. I might come back. I might put that on my card, pending how I feel about the rest of what's going on here. All right, so you and I are, you know, lockstep here. Let's see what the coin.
You
got to
give me
say.
Washington coin.
Yeah, I did.
I don't like Dallas.
This is a guaranteed tails here for Mr. President. Heads for Dallas, tails for Washington. Yep. The president speaks. He's going with Washington. He's not going to take Dallas.
Is it kind of funny that if he had picked Dallas, it would have been with his head?
No. Oh, my God. Too soon?
Okay. All right.
All right. Heads over, tails under. I don't like him going with the over.
Oh, I love the scoring. Washington.
Wow, the coin has
faded
us.
Fight, no more racist team.
100% fade us in the first 2 picks. All right, next game up, Vegas at Kansas City. Kansas City is a 9.5-point favorite. 9.5 points just outside. I feel like that's going to move just a little bit here as I am trying to find my statty stuff on them.
It's already opened. I think it was 9 yesterday, so 9.5.
And it's today. And it's already moving. Okay.
Yeah.
9.5, 47.5 is the over-under. This is in Kansas City. It's actually relatively split on the pick. Dominance on the over-under. I would not have expected this. Do you know how many
dominance
points are being
for the over?
For the over. Do you know how many points are being scored in Arrowhead this year?
Not a lot. I mean, the
41.
Chiefs.
41 points.
Total.
41 points on average is what is going on in Arrowhead. 2-5 has been the over under. And this is at 48. I believe that is total points under 48. So that's 2-5. You've got Vegas, though, 5-7 against the spread, 6-6 on over-unders. Kansas City, 5-7 on both. So again, there's no edge necessarily. Outside of Kansas City, just doesn't like to cover. It's not their favorite thing on the planet. So what say you, Boggs?
I hate this game so much. I would rather bet the Dallas game 100 times before I bet this game once. Oh, really? I do not like this because Vegas just let us down last week. Kansas City has let us down all year. Got me cut from guillotine last week. I hate it. I just think the Raiders are playing some bad football right now. So give me Kansas City. I'll lay the points, I guess. I'll take the over two. I just think LA or Las Vegas can get scored on. Right now, I think Kansas City's defense is a little smoke and mirrors, so I think they're going to break at some point, too. Is it this week? I have no idea, but give me Kansas City and give me the over.
I don't love that.
I hate this game.
It says Kansas City is 8-4 as a favorite, but that's not...
That's not true.
But that's not against the spread. That's just as a favorite.
Oh,
as
far I see.
As, like, straight up. Straight up. Okay, they're 8-4. Vegas
is that to have. It's totally not completely worthless. So. Yeah,
and Vegas is 4-3 as a dog. So just letting everybody know. This one has hit a... Oh, man, I am so torn on
that's
this
That's part
one.
Of it, though. Vegas is all over the damn place. You know, they had the 3 games extra rest after beating Dallas and then lose at home to Washington. None of it makes any sense.
I'm going to go with Vegas. It's just a big number. I just don't see Kansas City doing all their stuff. As far as the over-under goes, I'm going to tap the over as well. I'm going to go with you, I guess, on that. So we're going to – it's 3 straight on the over-unders. We're going down together, I suppose, if it's going to happen. Let's get the coin in here. Mr. President, heads for Kansas City, tails for Vegas. It's going Kansas City and heads for over, tails for under. Under. Kansas City and under for the coin. You don't like that?
That's John F. That's JFK doing the Chiefs chant.
All right, we got to go to break. We're going long here. Got to go to break. When we come back, we got to hit all the rest of the games right here on In This League.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I generally come in at least 15 minutes late. I use the side door. After that, I just sort of space out for about an hour.
Space out?
I probably only do about 15 minutes of real, actual work.
Would you
be a good sport and indulge us and just tell us a little more? Let me tell you something about
In This League.
Welcome in, friends. It's In This League, ITL on Sports Grid, Week 14 action. Remember, you could be making your bets, watching your games, playing Madden, whatever you're doing around football, with some ITL gear. Go to InThisLeague.fans and you can check out all the stuff we got for the holiday season, for any season, really. We don't need to, like, holiday season it. We got hoodies, shirts, stickers, mugs, and all of the different stuff from the podcast artwork to some of our goofy character things that we do, Prospects Assemble, Boggs Jr. Check it out today, InThisLeague.fans. Pick up some stuff. Pick up some swag, as
the kids would say.
I would say kids would say. I was trying to think of something better, but yeah. I'm more grandpa when you can't speak and you just forget what you're going to say and you have Alzheimer's on a podcast. You're like, what better way to sound old than to just forget where you are? So we are doing our picks. And
what? Where am I going?
I'm so high. I think we're only 3 games in here. So this will probably be extended into hour 2, FYI, for everybody that is playing along. But next game up, I could have even had this next game all set up, but I sure didn't hear. We've got Seattle at Houston. Seattle is an 8.5-point favorite. The over-under is set at 41.5. The money is very heavily on Seattle. The over is taking a nice little punch here. The over-under has been 3-3 in Texas, 44 points scored on average, if you care. Seattle is 6-6 against the spread. This is a wild... Oh, hold on, I'm going to save this number for a second. Houston is 5-7 against the spread and 4-8 on over-unders. Seattle is 6-6 against the spread, and this is a league-worst 2-10 on over-unders. 2-10 against over under.
So Seattle plays towards the under. Okay.
Always plays towards the stupid under. Though, if we look at this 41 total, actually, here's something, Boggs. Over their last five games, Seattle would have hit this total we're looking at under four times.
I'm pretty sure that I'm just not allowed to talk about over-unders anymore. I'm having such a bad year. So for me, I'm going to take Seattle and the over in this game. I'm not going to touch the over-under, but I love Seattle in this game. Seattle just beat your Niners. They need a slump buster here. So what they really need is to get DK Metcalf back involved. I think you have to do that in this game. I think you pepper him with 10 targets, all that stuff. I think they win going away. You need to get confidence if you're Seattle and you have any aspirations of making the playoffs. They probably don't really because they've been so bad this year. I would say they're most likely not going to make the playoffs. But if they're still mathematically not eliminated, Pete Carroll is going to put his foot on the gas. So I think they stomp Houston. Houston is a busted, broken team. Benching Tyrod Taylor last week, saying we don't know who's going to be the quarterback this week on a already bad team. They cut Zach Cunningham because he won't even show up to COVID protocol stuff for his team. So it's been ugly in Houston. The GM wouldn't even commit to Culley when they were talking about coaches after year one. So it's bad there. I just think Seattle gets back on track here. So I'm going to take this one, and this one is going to be one of my best bets this week. Seattle,
oh, put it on the card.
The 8.5. Put it right, on the card.
Bogman's putting his first one on the card. I'm going to also take Seattle. I'm going to go with that under. Here's a good test. You would say Houston and Jacksonville are relatively similar. The Seattle Seahawks beat Jacksonville in week 8, 31-7. That would not have hit that over total. I even said it wrong. But if you take away San Francisco, the previous five games, no total in a Seahawks game has gone over 41. I am going to take the under, but I'm also going to take Seattle. I think this is a 27-10 type of game, 27-3 type of game. Houston's atrocious. Let's see what the coin has to say, though.
Oh, I like Seattle.
Do I sell the coin?
Houston is still in Texas. I don't like Texas.
Oh, good point. All right. So, yeah, this is going to be Seattle. Head Seattle, tails Houston.
Give me those birds.
President's cone with the bird. President Give never goes birds. With Texas. That's the rule. We'll go heads over, tails under. Under. All right. So, birds and under. It's tail and me.
I follow the trends.
And just not Texas, right? Mr. President,
not anything in Texas.
All right. Speaking of the Jacksonville Jaguars, I brought them up. They are playing the Tennessee Titans. Tennessee Titans are favored by 8.5, just like that previous game. 43.5 is the line. It's pretty even split on Tennessee and the over. Like it's in a little bit favor on the over.
Nobody knows
in Tennessee.
Nobody knows what to do in this stupid game.
Jacksonville is 4-8 against the spread. They are tied with the Seahawks. 2-10 on over-unders, the Jacksonville Jaguars are. Tennessee is 7-5 both against the spread and over-under, but it's very skewed because of the Derrick Henry. I was about to say Mark Henry again. The Derrick Henry day,
the strongest man in the world, right.
What's the bugs?
Look, Tennessee's coming off a bye, and I think to fix this offense without Derrick Henry, you have to scrap what you were doing with him and readjust. That can be difficult, specifically execution. The good thing here is that you play Jacksonville, Houston versus Jacksonville, how unbelievably unwatchable would that game be? I mean, just crazy unwatchable. You know, they used to put that nonsense on Thursday Night Football so everybody would watch it. But for me here, I'm going to take Tennessee and lay this 8.5. I just think regardless of switching the offense and having some bumps and all that stuff, it doesn't matter. Jacksonville is miserable right now. Urban Meyer is getting outcoached every single game. He looks god awful. Trevor Lawrence is bad. The defense is getting even worse the more we move into the season. So give me Tennessee and give me the over in this game. I think they get 35 to most of this, maybe 42. So at that point, all you're asking is for Jacksonville to kick a field goal. So give me Tennessee and give me the over.
Here's some facts. The Jaguars have lost each of their last 14 road games. Each of the Jaguars' last seven games have gone under the total point line. And the Titans have covered the spread in five of their last six home games against the Jaguars. I am going to go with Tennessee, and I am going to put it on my card. with that coming off of the bye week. I love it coming off of the bye week. I don't like the big number, especially with Tennessee kind of being weird how they've been, but Dontrell Hilliard is going to be back. And I like them coming off the bye. I like them being a little bit more explosive. I like them at home. I gave you some numbers. I'm going to go Tennessee, and I'm going to go the under because I just don't see where Jacksonville scores points here. So give me Tennessee and give me the under. Heads for Tennessee, tails for Jax?
Oh, I don't know what I like here.
It's just going for Jacksonville.
Jacksonville, give me those. Give me the Cats.
I'm in, Mr. President. Heads for the over and tails for the under.
No, under. I want the under. Give me that under. No points scored in this game. No reason to watch at all.
Yeah, I mean, based on the president's pick, why would you even want to ever watch this game?
I like that in the next game you're taking Northern Illinois. That's my favorite.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I did put Northern Illinois. You're right. So, speaking of which, it is New Orleans at the Jets, so you could probably guess who I'm going to pick. New Orleans is a 5.5-point favorite. 43 is the line. Bogman, there's a heavy love for the Jets and the over. The Jets
I don't understand any of that.
Let me give you some stats here. The New Orleans Saints are 5-7 against the spread. That might help. 6-6 and over under. The Jets are 3-9 against the spread, but 7-5 on over under. So there's actually been some decent amount of points scored. And in Jersey, about 42 points have been scored on average for the year, if that matters to you whatsoever. So it's very, very close to the season line here. But what say you, Boggs?
I say New Orleans in the under in this game. Mainly, I like the under enough to put it on my card here because I don't know who scores. I mean, Corey Davis down. Elijah Moore questionable at this point. Tevin Coleman's in concussion protocol. The Jets probably weren't going to score that many points anyway. So I don't see how they get on the board here very often in this game.
My exact logic, but I just want to point out this was me last week against Philly, and I'm super gun shy about it. This is exactly what I said. I'm like, oh, Philly Jets, there's no point. Dumb defense. It's exactly what I said. And then look what happened last week. They scored 14 points in the first quarter.
It's very true. But I think that Philly's offense, even with Minshew, better than what New Orleans has going on with Taysom Hill, in my opinion. And Trevor Siemian hasn't been great either. So it really doesn't matter to me which quarterback goes in. The Saints, you know, have not been putting in their best effort. And even if Kamara plays, he's playing at less than 100%. So for me, I'm going to take the Saints in this game because I have to take somebody. But I really like the under because I just don't know where Zach Wilson scores in this game. And last week, they weren't down Moore and Davis and Coleman. So they're at least without Davis. Moore will not be 100%. And Coleman still has not passed concussion protocol at this point. So not that Coleman is a big difference maker, but they use him more than they use the other back. So he is the starter at this point. But so for me, I love this under.
Here's an interesting one. The Jets have failed to cover the spread in 6 of their last 7 games against NFC opponents. But 7 of the Jets' last 9 games have gone over this total point line that we're currently sitting on. I don't like that last stat there, but I like exactly what you said, especially against this defensive opponent. I don't know if I love New Orleans 5.5 or under more, and I'm going to put one on my card. And I'm going to put the under. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to join you. I'm joining Bogman. We are both going to absolutely lock in the under. I'm also taking New Orleans. I'm completely with you on this. Let's see what the president has to say. You're going to go heads New Orleans, tails New York. It's going with us. Going with us, New Orleans.
Oh,
all three.
I log the Saints.
Heads over, tails under.
Everyone knows I'm a Catholic.
Over. I don't like that. Yeah.
Oh, I'm going with the Saints.
All right. We'll get one more here before break. Detroit at Denver. Denver is a 10-point favorite.
Well, you skipped Atlanta and Carolina.
I'm sorry, I did skip it. Let's go to Atlanta, Carolina. Carolina is a 2.5-point home favorite. 42.5 is the line. A lot of money in Carolina. A lot of money on the over. What does Bogman say?
I mean, I hate to roll with the public, but I am going to roll with the public. I'll take Carolina coming off a bye against Atlanta. Atlanta's defense has been putrid. Their offense has been, for whatever reason, they're benching Cordell Patterson right now. It doesn't make any sense. Still no Calvin Ridley. Kyle Pitts is playing more snaps, but still not getting targets enough to make an impact. I don't know what's happening with them. So Carolina can play a little defense. So I'll take Carolina, but this 42.5. I think these offenses can execute better than New Orleans and the Jets. So give me Carolina and give me the over in this game.
Dude, there's no edge here. Like, these teams are both just poorish against the spread over unders. Atlanta is 2-5 as dogs this year. Carolina, 2-4 as favorites. It's just both
you
of
said
these.
Said it wrong. It's Atlanta.
I'm sorry.
We
Atlanta.
All know that. Thank you. Get it right.
I'm torn on Atlanta versus Carolina, but I am going to side in Atlanta. But I am taking the over, and I'm putting it on my card. 42.5.
Let's go.
I think these teams are going to score some points. Atlanta can score some points. I don't think it'll be a defensive matchup, even though, you know, these teams both can just be so.
Give me the dirty birds. I want the dirty birds. Give me the home team.
I'm taking Atlanta. I'm taking the over, and the coin is going.
Give me the birds.
Are the birds?
Favorite? No, it's the Panthers.
No, yeah, the Panthers. Yeah,
give me the cats. I love the cats. They're my
favorite
cats. And
the over. Carolina and the over for the coin. We come back. We got a short segment before we end out hour one. And we got more picks coming up in hour two. So don't go anywhere. It's in the sleep.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The snozzberries taste like snozzberries.
I'm freaking out, man.
You are freaking out, man.
Littering and...
Littering and...
Littering and smoking
in this league.
Break it down.
It is in this league. It is Bogman and the Welsh, and it is week 14 picks. I'm making an addendum, Bogman. I am taking the Carolina over
Atlanta.
Off. I don't like it. That last stat that I gave.
Even
that,
though the coin said.
I don't care about what the coin said. Okay. I'm taking that off my card at least.
You.
Just. Five of the last six haven't between these two have not. They've edged to the under, so I'm just not going to take it. I don't like
get
it.
Get ready for a 56-50 game.
Yeah, I know. Oh, I know, right? Denver, Detroit at Denver. Denver is a 10-point favorite. 42.5 is the line. A lot of money on Denver and even more money on the overbogs.
Dude, I had Denver earlier in the week because this line was 8. And, you know, we said it before, there shouldn't be in the pros a letdown game, but I think Detroit, you get one win, you pour out so much emotion getting that one win in the last second, I think you show up in Denver drained. So I think Denver wins this game going away, but 10 is too many points to give Denver. They're not that trustworthy, so I'll take Detroit plus the 10 and I'll take the over 42.5.
So here's a couple things for you. Let me give you the stats here. Detroit 8-4 against the spread this season, 4-8 on over unders. Denver 6-6 against the spread, 2-10 on over unders. Also,
Lions are a playoff team against the spread this year.
The Lions have covered the spread in each of their last four games and 37.5 points on average being scored in Denver. I am going to jump with you and take Detroit, and I'm going to go with the under though. Not a lot of points being scored here. And this could simply be a 20-10. Hopefully it's a 20-13 game or something like that. It could be a 20-12.
How would Rip Torn describe these offenses, Welsh? How do you think he would say it?
I don't know.
Okay. I thought you had something.
You were gonna say the words.
Oh no, I wasn't. I was setting you up for it. That was my lob for the assist. You handed it right back to me.
I did. Yeah. That was like whoop whoop.
And then I threw it out of bounds.
The heads or tails? So heads is going to be for Denver. Tails is going to be for the Lions.
It's going Denver. Give me the donkeys. Give me the donkeys.
And the over. Denver and the over for the coin. When we come back,
everybody needs a little ass.
We've got hour two. We're going to be doing the rest of our picks in the first two segments, so don't go anywhere. And we've got Kyle Yates from Fantasy Pros. If you're going to hear him on some of his top plays for week 14 in hour two right here on In This League.